Mormonism 101, a book by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, has helped many who want to understand what separates Mormonism from the Christian faith. Mormonism 101 is available at your favorite Christian bookstore or online at mrm.org. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
What is a patriarchal blessing in the context of Mormonism? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. You mentioned a patriarchal blessing to most Bible-believing Christians, and I think most would probably think back to the Old Testament when it comes to Isaac and Jacob and perhaps Moses. But in Mormonism, the significance of a patriarchal blessing seems to go beyond an Old Testament concept. There was an article in the April 2017 edition of Ensign Magazine titled Understanding Your Patriarchal Blessing. It was written by two Mormon women, Allie Arnell and Margaret Wilden. What does it have to say about this patriarchal blessing in the context of Mormonism?
Well, on the right side, there's a pull quote, and it says, "Identifying the parts of your blessing can help you find direction for your life." And that theme is found in these first three paragraphs.
And we should explain to our listeners that in Mormonism, that mainly young people, because young people are encouraged to receive a blessing from their stake patriarch. And this is an individual in the Mormon church. They have to be 55 years of age. They have to hold a Melchizedek priesthood. They have to be married in the temple and so forth. These are called by the leadership of the church. It's a lifelong position in the Mormon church, and their duty is to perform these blessings upon members within their particular stake. And they're not necessarily prophetic utterances. In fact, when we look at a lot of typed transcripts of blessings that members have received in the past, many times they're very vague, but they certainly are contingent upon obedience within the Mormon church. In other words, folks, if there was anything that was specific in the blessing, and the person, let's say, ended up leaving the Mormon church, whatever was in that blessing becomes null and void. So that gets the patriarch off the hook, saying that, well, they weren't as faithful as they were supposed to be, and therefore, whatever that promise they found in that blessing would no longer have any effect on that individual. But let's look at what this article says, and maybe it'll bring some more information to life that will help our listeners.
The article starts off, "Life is full of uncharted waters. Where should I go to school? What should I study? Should I go on a mission? Whom shall I marry? If you were given a personal map to navigate the decisions of life, would you follow it?"
Now, let me stop you there, because right off the bat, it appears like this is getting a little misleading here, because a patriarchal blessing normally does not answer those very questions that they raise in the first paragraph. Patriarchal blessings normally do not tell you where you should go to school. They do not tell you what you should study. And they do not tell you if you should go on a mission. And they do not tell you who you are supposed to marry. So it would almost seem like this is a little misleading right at the very beginning. Am I reading too much into that, Eric, or what?
No, and again, I go back to that poll quote, because if you were just to read that and it says that it will help you find direction for your life, while the patriarchal blessing offers many generic types of blessings, I guess you could call it.
Advice?
Yeah.
Guidance, perhaps?
It's nothing as specific as go to BYU over the University of Utah, or you should marry Joe over Sam. And the children are being told that they can actually go ahead and have this done for them if they are old enough to appreciate the sacred nature of the blessing. So there's no set age. So as teenagers, they can be getting this. And wouldn't you want to know the answers to those questions, especially if you're 15 and you're starting to think college, you're starting to think, who am I going to marry? What am I going to do? Wouldn't it be great to have somebody telling you from the church, these are the answers to the questions that you're raising? It goes on and says, "Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have given us such a map. patriarchal blessings to give us direction in our lives. Though we are given the gift of agency to make decisions of our own free will, patriarchal blessings can shed light on what paths will bring the greatest happiness. But simply having a map isn't enough. We must study, understand, and apply the meaning within the map. Likewise, as you come to understand the language used in your patriarchal blessing, your own personal guide to life, you will be able to discern who you are in God's eyes and what you can become.
Now, several years ago, I put out a call to those who subscribe to our newsletter, Mormonism Research, and I asked if there were any out there receiving our newsletter who could be so kind as to send us a copy of their patriarchal blessings. And several people responded to that. I've had them in my file cabinet for years and years. Now, I recently pulled them out and I was going through them. And when you get so many of them, one after another, you start reading through them and you do start to see patterns developing in these patriarchal blessings. And as we mentioned before, we don't see anything that's as specific as the first paragraph of this article. And though it may be a guide to life, you can notice that many times it's just general common sense instruction. It is contingent on being obedient and being faithful to the church, definitely. That's always the out for the patriarch if none of these things happen, because the blame then is put on the shoulders of the individual and not the patriarch, because these are supposed to be statements, revelation given to the patriarch on behalf of that individual that he is blessing at that particular time. So we have to assume there can be no mistakes on the part of the patriarch, because he's receiving revelation directly from God. At least that's what members are led to believe. So if something doesn't happen the way it states in the blessing, the obvious blame is put on the individual member for perhaps a lack of faithfulness or something that some requirement that they didn't meet in the blessing. So it's really quite ingenious, although I don't know, in reading all these patriarchal blessings as I have, that I would walk away feeling like it's really that big of a deal in my life. I mean, a lot of the information I could probably find reading my Bible, for instance. It's not going to be all that specific.
So, Bill, in this article, the authors list five different benefits to having your patriarchal blessing done. And it's done one time. And this is where they're going to get not only the blessing given to them, but they're actually going to get a copy of that. And it goes into the church resources. In fact, on one of the websites, it actually has a link that you can go and request yours or a relative's patriarchal blessing. You have to go through the right channels and everything, but they have those available in Salt Lake City.
Everybody who gets a patriarchal blessing receives a typed transcript of the blessing, and in that it will have the basic information of, for instance, when the blessing took place, the birth date of the individual who received it, the patriarch's name will be on it, the stake of which that patriarch is assigned or is serving, and the mother's maiden name as well as the father's name and such, and their birthplace. So it has some pretty generic information about the individual, plus there's also a patriarchal blessing number that comes with that.
Okay, so there are five benefits. Let's go through them starting now, and we'll finish these tomorrow. The first benefit is you can discover your lineage. On page 9 of the April 2017 Ensign, it says, first and foremost, your patriarchal blessing declares your lineage, or the specific tribe of the 12 tribes of Jacob, who was later called Israel, to which you belong. Though we are not all literal descendants of Jacob, the scriptures teach us that the church members are adopted into the house of Israel, and then there's a citation from the Pearl of Great Price, the Book of Abraham, chapter 2, verse 10, which says, for as many as receive this gospel shall be called on after thy name, and shall be accounted thy seed, and shall rise up and bless thee as their father. And then it goes on and says, your patriarchal blessing may also describe any related blessings that accompany your particular tribe. For instance, many members of the church belong to the tribe of Ephraim, a tribe that has the unique responsibility to spread the message of the restored gospel to the world.
Now, let me go back to the beginning of that subheading, Discover Your Lineage. When it says, first and foremost, your patriarchal blessing declares your lineage or the specific tribe of the 12 tribes of Jacob, who was later called Israel, to which you belong. Now, if you stopped right there, I would assume what this is saying to me or to the reader is you must be of one of the 12 tribes of Jacob. Wouldn't it sound that way?
Oh, sure.
But then in the very next sentence, it says, though we are not all literal descendants of Jacob, then why did you say in that opening line that we are going to learn what our specific tribe of the 12 tribes of Jacob is going to be?
Mm.
You see, what they're doing, folks, is they're taking something from the Old Testament, a word from the Old Testament, in this case, tribe, and they're giving it a completely different definition, a definition that no person living in the Old Testament would have understood. If you were to say that I'm going to declare your lineage or the specific tribe of the 12 tribes of Jacob, an individual hearing that in the Old Testament would know exactly what you meant by that.
And he would have understood it to mean a literal descendant of
exactly.
Jacob.
Exactly. So even though you were told in your blessing that you belong to a certain tribe, you really don't belong to that tribe. So why are you telling people this?
Yeah, and especially that sentence that says, your patriarchal blessing may also describe any related blessings that accompany your particular tribe. Now, most Mormons who are receiving this patriarchal blessing are not Jewish, so they have no claim to the 12 tribes of Israel.
So really, so what is the point of this? In other words, it's Joseph Smith grabbing onto something in the Old Testament, and now he's going to make a huge doctrine out of this, and at the same time try to give the impression that this is something that was restored. And if it was restored, then that means it should have been the same way in the Old Testament, but that's not the case. He's given a completely new meaning to these words. But then when they cite from Abraham 2:10, folks, the book of Abraham is spurious. This is the one part of Mormon scripture that has led so many people out of the Mormon church, because when they look into the book of Abraham, they realize Joseph Smith just made this up.
And if he couldn't have translated the book of Abraham, as it seems very apparent today to most people, then how do we know that he was able to translate properly this so-called Book of Mormon from the gold plates?
Well, tomorrow we're going to continue looking at this article, Understanding Your Patriarchal Blessing, because I think there's a lot of things that will help us as outsiders understand better when it comes to this area of Mormonism. But at the same time, I think you're going to see that a lot of it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, either theologically or even historically.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Did you know that this year marks the 40th anniversary of Mormonism Research Ministry? All of us at MRM want to thank those of you who have faithfully supported our efforts to educate the body of Christ about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity, as well as sharing God's grace with the Mormon people. If you would like to give a special anniversary gift to further our efforts here at MRM, simply click the donate button on our homepage at mrm.org. Your support, as always, is greatly appreciated.